don't count us out. While the right wing's thirst and extremism, while the right wing's thirst for power and their extremism trump the aspirations and needs of communities and the people who serve them today, workers are sticking with their union because unions are the best vehicle for working people to get ahead. And while our members are sticking with us and we're sticking with the community, we are also sticking together. That's who we are as people in the United States of America. Whether it's helping kids in schools or fighting for decent and affordable health care that stops them from taking away health care for people with pre-existing conditions, we will continue fighting, caring, showing up, and voting to make possible what is impossible for individuals acting alone. Whether it's winning parental leave in New York, new contracts for teachers in Detroit that restored funding for schools, or that restored minimums for graduate workers at the University of Michigan, or whether it was walking out for children and for public education, as Lily just talked about, in West Virginia, Oklahoma, or Arizona, as you can see, we are not wavering from our fight. As Lee said, we are doubling down on that fight. Yesterday, for example, we were at the border delivering books to children being held in detention camp tent cities in Tornillo, Texas. So at the same moment that the court is ripping away rights for workers and the Trump administration is ripping kids from their families, it is the unions of America with our allies that are helping kids, because that is what our unions do. We help kids, we help communities, we help our members. And frankly, our members are with us. They see the union as a vehicle for a better life and as a way to stop employers and politicians from ripping them off. They know that the system is rigged against them, and they want a system that supports the values we champion, and they believe that unions help make possible what would be impossible for individuals acting alone. We saw this in a membership poll that we just finished a couple of weeks ago. 72% said it was important that their local union is part of the national union, and in numbers I'd never seen before, 74% had a positive opinion of the AFT, while only 4% had a negative opinion. And we're seeing that in our membership, as we are now at the largest numbers we have ever been at 1.75 million. And in the states affected by Janus, about 800,000 of our members, our locals started recommitment campaigns starting in January and February. And of those 800,000, we are well over 500,000 people who have said they are sticking with the union. And finally, the public is with us. You saw it during the walkouts. Public support for teachers are widespread and foundational, and a recent AP poll found that nearly 2/3 approved of teacher unions, and support for unions in total is at its highest in 15 years. So we are emboldened. We will continue to make our case in the halls of state houses, in our workplaces, and our communities through organizing, activism, and membership recommitting. But let me just say one more thing about this case. As Justice Kagan said, the majority overturned a decision that was embedded in the nation's law and its economy. A majority has taken away the 10th Amendment right of states to do what they need to do to govern their workplaces. A majority has taken away what was a unanimous decision 40 years ago because the majority was siding with corporations and billionaires who want to defund and defang unions because they do not want workers to have a right. But workers are rising up like never before, and we will continue to fight in the court of public opinion, the bargaining table, and the ballot box for our values. Good public education, good jobs that support a middle-class life, good health care, good, affordable public higher education, and fighting against bigotry and discrimination and in defense of democracy and pluralism. And one of the people who are doing that every single day is one of our members, Holly Kimplin, high school biology and anatomy teacher from Ohio. Holly, will you talk about what sticking with the union means to you?
Sure. Thank you, President Wenger. My name is Holly Kimpen. I am a mother, a teacher, an active member of my community, and a strong union member. Today's decision for people like me is not really about politics. For the working middle class like myself, it's about weakening our voice and our power over the few that are in charge, those people who are making money off the backs of workers like me. Several years ago, we agreed to freeze our salaries for a few years to help our district out in the face of major state funding cuts. Even though it would be a sacrifice for our own families, we agreed to it because it was what was best for our students and the community. They promised that the money would be restored once the levies passed, and we fought for the levy and we won. When it came time to when it came time for the district to bring up their end of the bargain, they didn't come through. We banded together and fought to get back what was promised. Only with the strength in numbers were we able to get back what was promised and what was fair. My union not only fights for workers like me, but more importantly, is the voice for our students. Unions are fighting for students to have mental health services, are well fed and cared for, that their teachers are prepared and educated, and that the school is safe and nurturing environment daily. Because we have such a responsibility to these students and our own families, we will stand united and grow even stronger in the face of this decision.